Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. We are here with the UEFA Champions League Match Day 4 review. This is Tariq joining you along with our European correspondent. That will be Karan.
Hey guys.
And Karan's joining us live from Gurugram, where through all the haze, I'm assuming, you are still able to see what went on in the two games or the two nights that comprised of match day four. Karan, we spent a lot of time in the preview episode talking about two games, and that was, of course, because of the group of death, the Liverpool Red Star game, and naturally the return leg of Juventus Manchester United. Well, as things stand, both went precisely against what we thought they would go like.
Pretty much, yeah. I think, like you mentioned in the beginning, about, you know, I was keeping in touch with both those games on both those days. In hindsight, I wish I had.
And of course, in the preview, you had mentioned, for example, with the Red Star Belgrade, that you would be disappointed that if Liverpool did not win that game. And things turned out even stranger at the J Stadium when Manchester United came visiting, because they were a team who were barely in that game for any length of time, really, and they somehow managed a heist of getting out of there with a win, courtesy a last minute goal. So we'll begin there, Karan, or with that game of how Juventus managed to let those 3 points slip.
Well, it's quite simple. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, it was a pretty strange performance, right? But if we actually look at Juventus' season so far, it's not very strange, because it has been the typical Juventus performance this season, wherein they take the lead, they play some wonderful, you know, passing football, a very free-flowing kind of a game. They score a goal maybe somewhere around 50, 20, maybe even 30 minutes into the game. And after that, they just switch off. They get extremely careless. They start missing chances. The final delivery is, you know, not very good. And from a defensive side, they just suddenly just, you know, invite the opposition onto them. And they get punished. And it has happened repeatedly this season. It's happened against Empoli. It's happened against Cagliari over the weekend. It's happened against Genoa, the only game that they've dropped points in the league. But the difference is, in the league, they can get away with it. But at this level, against quality oppositions, there is no way they can get away with it. And they were rightfully punished.
And incidentally, you mentioned quality opposition. To be honest, looking at the game, United just about made the cut for quality opposition. And they really weren't in the game for long periods of time. Juventus could have, like you mentioned, scored multiple times in the first half. And what could be more Mourinho-esque than being 1-0 down and then being able to get back into the game through a set-piece, brilliant free-kick goal from Juan Mata, and then escape with all 3 points because you caused a goal-mouth scramble again from a set-piece in the last minute and got a fortuitous bounce off of all people, Leonardo Bonucci.
Sometimes you just got to take a hat off and said, you know, that was just too good. But the problem I do have is why the free kick was conceded to begin with. Because if you see, Pogba had his back to the goal. He was running away from goal. And there was absolutely no reason for Matuidi to foul it. So again, the decision-making was poor. But then even leading up to that, it was a period where, you know, Juventus were willing to invite United onto them. And they rightfully were punished for it. But what United did, which was quite smart, is though, you know, Juventus were pretty much outplaying them for 70% of the Juventus are pretty much messing up almost everything that they're creating. So they made sure that they stayed in the game. At some point of time, they were going to, you know, experience a period where they would see more of the ball. And it just so happened that in that period, they scored twice. And that's all you need, ultimately.
And that's exactly how most often Jose Mourinho pulls off the results that he does. Speaking of pulling off results, Red Star Belgrade pulled off a huge one because they beat Liverpool 2-0. And let's talk about that game, Karan. Again, we had mentioned that Belgrade would be a tough place to visit. We had assumed that it's possible that Liverpool's defense might concede a goal, but we really did not think it probable that they would drop all 3 points, especially in a venue like that, and especially given the kind of performance that we saw from them, where they were struggling to string together passes, where they were struggling to really be a threat up front, except for a few brief moments here or there, maybe at the start of the second half. But by then, Liverpool were already 2-0 down in a venue where it's pretty difficult to come back.
Yeah, pretty much. I think even in Liverpool's case, if you look at it, it has been a standard template over a period of about 3 to 4 weeks, where you know they've been kind of getting away with a few shoddy performances, but still kind of, you know, either sneaking away in or maybe, you know, getting away with the draw here and there. But again, like we were talking before the call, right? You could maybe, you know, replicate the template of what we discussed in the Juventus Manchester United game and pretty much, you know, put it into this game, and it would be no different at all.
With one small difference that Liverpool could not even score a single goal, though. Did not make it count.
Maybe on a quantitative level, that might be the only difference, but I think credit to Red Star. They absolutely, I honestly did not expect them to put in the kind of shift that they did. And it was in the case of, you know, how you normally see it when a giant killing takes place in the Champions League, right, wherein the smaller team just tend to kind of get people behind the ball and maybe sneak a goal through a set piece. They completely outplayed Liverpool from the get-go, and they were passing it around. And trust me, if not for the jerseys, and you know, if not for the fact that we knew who was which player was who, for a layman, they would have probably thought that you know, the team leading or the team, you know, passing it around in that game was Liverpool.
And again, credit to Red Star in terms of the quality of the goals too. Two absolutely spectacular strikes. First one, again, incidentally, coming off a set piece, and the second one was scorcher from outside the box. Liverpool simply had no answers. But what it does, Karan, is makes our match day 5 and match day 6 previews very interesting, because this group of death now remains completely open. Which means everybody is in it, and surprisingly, the thing for Liverpool is that on the last match day, they travel to Paris to PSG for the next game, and on match day 6 they will be at home and they will be taking on Napoli. Regardless of the rest of the results, and however those. So regardless of those results and however they turn out, the simple thing is it's still in Liverpool's hands that they have to beat Napoli by at least 2 clear goals, and they will be guaranteed passage into the round of 16. Like we were discussing the other day, this is not an entirely unfamiliar scenario for Liverpool.
Well, yeah, it worked out pretty well the last time they were in such a scenario where they had to win by 2 clear goals on.
It was the final match day.
But yeah, I mean, such a very, very interesting scenario. A lot of it out of the own making of a few of the teams in this group. So it just makes our job a lot more difficult. And maybe, you know, the cardiac specialist who we visit or who we will end up visiting, a lot more difficult, but at the same time profitable for them.
Although, of course, the prospect that all three Soccer Sense teams again will go to the next round remains pretty much alive so far at this point. Nothing big to report from the other games, Karan. I mean, most of the things went as per script, although incidentally, Dortmund finally had their winning streak halted. They did lose in to Atletico. We had big wins for Real Madrid and for Manchester City. A 6-0 win, but at Shakhtar Donetsk, there were some slightly bizarre penalty antics going on. So Raheem Sterling literally tripped over his own foot and the referee blew the whistle for a penalty which was taken and scored by Gabriel Jesus, who actually went on to score a hat-trick. And the most bizarre aspect of this is that all this led Pep Guardiola in the press conference to address the issue that there should be VAR in the Champions League. We should remind everybody that Pep Guardiola is the Manchester City manager, not the Shakhtar Donetsk manager.
Well, I think he's still worried about the fact that, you know, they might end up playing either Real Madrid or Barcelona somewhere down the line. So VAR would be a little more helpful at that time.
And we just have just enough time to quickly look back at one game that was not talked about much, but big result, Inter drawing Barcelona. Tottenham, meanwhile, winning their game against PSV, so that group remains still interesting, and Inter will have to stave Tottenham off to go to the next round.
Yeah, but I think the way things have kind of panned out in that group and with the kind of fixtures that are coming up, it's going to be a case of too little, too late for Tottenham. I mean, they've literally thrown away points left, right, and centre this so far in their Champions League campaign, so they might, for all you know, pull a couple of big results out of the bag.
They will need to, Karan. They face Inter Milan and Barcelona in the last two matches.
Okay, good luck with that.
And we shall, of course, be tracking all of them, including what is going to happen on match day 5 with our special preview. And then, of course, we'll have the review as well, however painful it might be to do like this week's. And we'll bring you all those details. Meanwhile, you can find us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. You can find us on any of the favorite podcatching platforms that you use. Otherwise, you can visit us on Audioboom and subscribe to our channel. That is audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. That's all the time we have this week for this special Match Day 4 review episode, which mostly has been the same review twice over of two games. It's like reviewing a bad movie from the same director twice over.
It's a good thing we didn't have to review The Godfather 3.
you wait till match day 5, Karan. You never know.
Oh boy.
So this is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
See you guys next time. Cholo boss, that was a good episode.
Yep. There was a lot of acting going on there.
चलो बाय द वे ये 22nd को किसले जनरली फॉर अ हॉलिडे और समथिंग और आर यू लाइक फॉर अ वेरी शॉर्ट टाइम
ओ
राइट हां
सो आई विल बी लैंडिंग ऑन द 22nd एंड लीविंग ऑन द 28th
सो ओ देयर आर थ्री फोर डेज के लिए है हां ठीक है तो लेट मी नो व्हिच एवर इज द नॉन वेडिंग डेज वेयर एज यू आर रिलेटिवली फ्री ओवर देयर सो वी ट्राई टू कैच अप एंड मोर इंपोर्टेंट
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.